This morning, I think if Jesus was here, he would ask each one of us the same question that he asked his disciples that day on the hillside in Galilee. Yes, it's nice to know who other people think that he is, but the most important question that you can answer today is, who do you think Jesus is? A historical figure? Yes. There was no doubt that history records his birth and his life. A prophet? Yes. He preached and he told about the coming kingdom of God. A teacher? Yes. He taught people not only about the kingdom of God, but how to live life today. A miracle worker? Yes. He healed the sick. He raised the dead. He fed the thousands with just a few pieces of bread and some small fish. But much more than that. Much more than just a man. Much more than just a historical figure. Much more than just a teacher or a prophet. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who wants to be our Savior. You say, well, Brother Darrell, who needs a Savior? I would remind you this morning that every single one of us needs a Savior. The Bible says in the book of Romans, there's none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Bible tells us that there's a penalty for that sin. For the wages of sin is death. And that death is more than physical death. It's eternal separation from our Creator. And that place prepared not for mankind, but prepared for Satan and all his demons. That place called hell. Jesus saves us from that penalty. We owe it. We deserve hell. We deserve separation from God. But Jesus saves us from that penalty. He paid the price for us. He went to Calvary's cross, and when he went to that cross, he died not for any sin that he committed. He knew no sin. The Bible says he was perfect. He was tempted in every point like as we. And yet, he didn't sin. And yet, when he went to the cross, he took all of my sin upon himself. And he took all of your sin upon himself. And he took all of everybody's sin in this room upon himself. And he gave his life freely. He says, no man takes my life from me. I give it freely. And he laid it down for each one of us, suffering the penalty, suffering the debt that we owe for our sin. In the sunrise service, Brother Wendell sang it. And this is true of every single person in this room this morning. I should have been crucified. I should have suffered and died. I should have hung on the cross in disgrace. But Jesus, God's Son, took my place. As the choir sang, he died on that cross. Two of his secret disciples took him down from the cross and laid him in a borrowed tomb. But that tomb couldn't hold him. 3 days and three nights later, he arose from the grave. He defeated death. He defeated Satan. And he offers to each one of us eternal life. Why? Because he lives. He lives. We don't have a dead Savior. I feel sorry for some of these other religions that have a dead God this morning. And you can go and you can see the gravesites of the founders of their religion. I'll tell you what, you can go back to Jerusalem this morning and you may look into an empty tomb, but you won't find the founder of our religion there. He's not there. Up from the grave he arose with a mighty triumph over his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. But what is he to you this morning? Who is Jesus to you? Who do you say that he is? This morning, I hope that you can say, he's my Savior. Because there was a time in my life when I was honest with myself and with God, and I told him I was a sinner. And I told him I deserved the penalty that the Bible talks about for sin. But I was trusting what Jesus did for me on Calvary to make me right with God. And if that's your testimony this morning, Easter time ought to make you rejoice. Because that empty grave is your ticket to heaven. That empty grave is the forgiveness for all your sins. That empty grave is your right relationship with God the Father. But if you're here this morning and you don't know Christ as your Savior, then I would ask you to consider the testimony of all the people that we sung about this morning. Every single one of them, the disciples and the Roman soldiers and Mary Magdalene and all the others that came in contact with Jesus, they came to the same conclusion. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And if you're here this morning and you've never decided to receive Christ as your Savior, would you do it? Not a better day to do it than on Easter Sunday. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. And if you're here this morning and would say, Brother Darrell, you don't have to convince me. I know I'm a sinner. I haven't always lived up to even the things that I know that I should live up to. And I believe you when the Bible says that there's a penalty for that sin. And I also believe this morning that Jesus went to the cross and he paid that penalty for me. And this morning, I'm going to trust him. I'm going to tell Christ that I'm going to depend on him and what he did for me on Calvary to make me right with God. I'm not going to depend on my church, and I'm not going to depend on baptism, and I'm not going to depend on the Lord's Supper. I'm going to depend on one thing, and that's what Jesus did for me on Calvary. Because that's the only thing that will work. The Bible says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And if you're here this morning and you don't know Christ, I'm going to ask you to receive him this morning. In fact, I'm going to do something very unusual this morning. I don't usually ask you to do this. In just a moment, the choir is going to stand, and they're going to sing one more time that song, Who Do You Say I Am? And if you can join me and say, you're the Christ, you're the Son of the living God, and you're my Savior, then here's what I want you to do. I want you to come and I want you to stand beside me, and we're going to form a circle around the auditorium. We're going to take a stand for Christ this morning. We're going to say by our standing together that he is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And I am not ashamed to stand and say that I put my faith and trust in him. And so we're going to have a word of prayer. In just a moment, the choir is going to begin to sing. And if you're a Christian this morning and you know Jesus, I want you to come and stand, and we'll just form a circle. You can just go to wherever the circle is. Now, if you're here this morning and you don't know Christ as your Savior, then don't lie to yourself or don't lie to God. Don't just get in the circle because everybody else is doing it. You need to answer the question, who is Jesus to you? You see, even the devils believed that he was the Son of God. But they never trusted him for heaven. And if you're here this morning and you've never trusted Christ as your Savior, would you come and would you let us take the Bible and show you from the Bible what it is to ask Jesus to be your Savior? We're going to pray. And then the choir's going to stand and they're going to sing. And as they sing, I want you to take your place around this auditorium. If you know Jesus, if you're willing to stand and say, he is the Christ, he's the Son of the living God, and he is my Savior. Then you take your place in the circle. But if that's not your testimony this morning, then would you make your way down to the front? Would you let somebody take the Bible and show you from the Bible what it is to ask Jesus to be your Savior? I pray now that the truth that's been sung about, the truth that's come from your word this morning, would penetrate people's hearts. I know there's many here that in just a moment will stand and say by their standing, you are the Christ, you are the Son of the living God, and you are my Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for going to the cross, for dying for me, for paying for all my sins. Father, there's probably some here this morning that have not made that decision. They can't stand and truthfully say that yet. But Father, they can before they leave this place. Help them to see their sin. Help them to see the penalty for that sin. Help them to see the price that Jesus paid on Calvary for that sin. And what he offers to them this morning, eternal life, salvation, a home in heaven, a right relationship with their Creator. And help them come this morning and receive that precious gift of salvation that Jesus offers to every man. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.